So what do you think about the system you're in, and what can you do?
Well, being exposed to it the first time I was here, I got to really understand it. I like it. I like how Coach O'Brien set it up, what him and Sean is putting together in regards to teaching. And I think I could help if an opportunity called itself for me to get out there. But we'll see how it goes. My job right now is to just get caught up as quickly as possible and get ready to help this team do it in whichever way I can this week.
How much of a challenge is that getting ready, because you could very well be a play away?
I don't look at it as a challenge. I look at it more as an opportunity because, I mean, I was just at home. Excuse my language. I was just at home yesterday. So, you know, it's a lot of people that want to be playing this game wherever, however the opportunity may come. So you just kind of look at it, take the positive out of it. You can take a negative or positive. I try to take it positively. And for me, it's, man, you can be playing an NFL game. And even in my 10th year, it's still exciting to do that.
Josh, what had you been doing? I was worked out and all that sort of thing. But what were you doing at home?
I got a couple of business adventures getting prepared for off the field, developing an app, clothing line. Sorry about that, boss. And then just working out and being with my family. So that's pretty much it. Obviously, keeping up with football. Just watching everything that's been happening to make sure that if my name is called, just be ready.
Okay, take the word challenge. I mean, be trying to get ready at warp speed. If you,
It's a grind. Mm-hmm. So you just got to get in there and grind. Probably put a lot more extra time that you would normally do. It's kind of like borderline training campish, mixed with regular season preparation. And I've been doing this for long enough to kind of put myself in the mindset of understanding what it takes to get caught up as soon as possible to give yourself the best opportunity.
The offensive line has had problems here. The quarterbacks, sometimes it seems like they're dropping like flies. Mm-hmm. So you will have an opportunity, possibly, on Sunday.
Just got to be ready. That's how I look at it. I don't really like to look at things negatively, so injuries and all that to me are negative things, but the opportunity for me to play, I always try to just focus on that. However, I don't really worry about how I get in, just if you're in there, all right, what are you focusing on, and take care of that.
Can you put into words your career as you look at it? Some people say, hey, this guy's bounced around, but you look at it, you're the guy. Hey, I've been in the NFL for 10 years.
For 10 years, if you want to look at it negatively, then you could say what you probably hear on the outside. But how I look at it, I've been playing for 10 years, haven't started since my second year when I went from fourth string to first string, and I still get judged off that. But at the end of the day, how does a guy keep lasting for this long? And I think if you look at my play, when I've ever given an opportunity, whether it's preseason or not, I've done well. I mean, that's all I can control. So I'm not going to worry about things I can't control. The last time I played a football game was in August versus New England Patriots, and the last preseason game for the New York Giants. We had a hell of a game. We won. And that's what I'm going off of. I don't go off something that I really can't put my foot forward and have some type of control over it. So that's pretty much my career in a nutshell. And play for a lot of great coaches, playing for one now that I think is a good coach, and just being around him a couple of times. And I've soaked up a lot of football, and I'm just looking forward to the opportunity to apply it.
How hard is it to stay positive at all times?
You just got to keep things in perspective. Me coming from Oakland, California, man, this is anything in the NFL is like Disneyland compared to what I go home and see and the struggles people really go through. So having the opportunity to still play a kid's game, have a career at it, do something that I love to do. I think that's more, that outweighs anything that I've been through, because I know so many people that go through so much more on the daily that just wish they can do a smidget of something that they love for every day. So, like, again, I don't look at the negative. I just try to keep myself in a positive mindset and look at what really matters the most. What really matters the most, I'm playing. Hey, just still playing.
Thank you.